Vase. We're talking about Demai, and we said Demai is produce you purchase from an Amaretz. Well, who is an Amaretz? So the Gemara, there are different Gemaras that define Amaretz. They range from people, anyone who even learns like all of Mikra and Mishnah, but didn't learn Gemara, like on the far side, it's like Amaretz, all the way down, in terms of Chazal, down to people don't say Kriya Shema, or don't put on tefillin, or don't put a mezuzah on their door. Like, there's a big range. Usually, in Chazal's time, the latter was the Amaretz, like the really basic person. In any case, when it comes to Ne'emanus, reliability in terms of purchasing Demai, the standard is something a little different. It's rather, you have to commit to keeping the laws of Hafrashas, explicitly commit to it. That's what makes you an Amaretz in terms of Demai. No, Chavir for Tumen Tahara. This is now Ne'eman for Hafrashas. We'll get to the Chavir next, but this is just a Ne'eman. Believable that if you purchase produce, you don't have to tithe it. You can trust that it was tithed properly. So, it has to be HaMakabal Alav Lios Ne'eman. He has to accept upon himself that he's going to be a Ne'eman. Like, they have to make a formal declaration. He does it, like, in front of a Beis Din, that he's accepting upon himself this formally committing to the status. He needs to have. Otherwise, he needs to have Aiden that say he committed to it, to Aiden, and they need to testify that, like, they see him keeping the status. The one that tests, it's like a formal procedure. The Rambam learns that any Talmud Chacham, like, falls in. It's actually Machlokas in the Bavli. The Rambam goes, Lakula, that if he's a noted Talmud Chacham, you can trust him without this formal commitment. The Yerushalmi actually says no. The Yerushalmi says, I don't care who you are. If you didn't take the formal commitment, you can't be trusted. In any case, so what are you committing to do? These are the list of things that you're committing to. Meiser eshu ochel, you have to commit to tithe anything that you put in your mouth. Ve'eshu mocher, and everything that you sell, even if you're not going to eat it, you can't sell it unless it's tithe. Ve'eshu lokeach, and that which you purchase. So the Gemara asks, well, what's that if you're not eating it? So the answer is, you're reselling it. If you're purchasing from a wholesaler and selling retail, you have to tithe it again to make sure it's tithe. And also, fourthly and finally, Ve'ena misarech etzel amaretz. You don't eat at the house of an amaretz. So, sleeping isn't the problem, it's eating at the amaretz, because the amaretz itself obviously isn't tithing. The point here is that even if you yourself are, like, you tithe the stuff on the side. We're not saying that he's eating not kosher food, we're saying he just does the hafrashas himself. But the point is, no one knows that, no one sees that. If he's eating, it's like all mysterious and looks dubious. If he's eating at his friends in Amar, that doesn't keep proper kosher standards, and he eats there, then he can't be trusted to keep the standard of Hafrashas, and he'll be considered an Amar. If he purchases produce, if he doesn't comply to these stringencies, then you have to tithe like as if it's divine. Rabbi Huda Omer, Afa Misarech Eitzel Amar, Ne'eman. Rabbi Huda says, listen, come on. If a person commits to do all these things, and then he lapses one time, and he finds himself in a situation, he's at a friend's house, and he tithes, he just eats dinner at his friend's house, and the wife isn't reliable, or whatever, he isn't reliable, the friend's reliable to take tithes, he did it himself, what's the big deal already? Rabbi Huda says that should be enough to be believed, but the rabbis reject it. They say, Amrlo, al atma in a ne'eman, if he can't be trusted on what he puts in his mouth, and we don't know what he's actually doing behind closed doors there, ketzad yehi ne'eman al shel acherim, how can other people trust him? And that's the din, you can't eat, if you eat, in a non-kosher facility, you can't be trusted to keep in kosher, and that's that. The Gemara speaks out, by the way, that the wife has to be on board also. It doesn't help. If he can't be a ne'eman and the wife ain't a ne'eman, that's like, obviously, she's ruining the food supply. Actually, there's a funny mashal. It says, even like the stuff he sells in the shuk, you can't trust. It's like a person, the mashal that Yishalmi gives, it's like a person living in a basket with a snake. So in other words, like, he knows how to handle the snake, so the snake doesn't bite him. But eventually, sooner or later, he'll let down his guard, and the snake's going to bite him one time. But sooner or later, the wife will poison the food supply with not properly tied food. He can't trust it, and therefore, even if his wife isn't ne'emanis, believed, then he's ne'eman and his stuff. He's an amaretz, and you have to trust it, treat it as demai.
Does the wife also go through this process for the basin?
I don't think so. I don't know.